Cape Talk. Call Pippa now on 021-446-0567.
Now, in addition to being National Recycling Day, today is also Sunflower Day, the annual day on which we are called to show our support for people who are fighting life-threatening blood diseases like leukemia. For some patients, a stem cell transplant is their only hope of survival. And yet, we know finding a matching donor can be like looking for a needle in a haystack. And that is why the work of organizations like the global network DKMS is absolutely vital, not just in encouraging more people to register as donors, but in then helping to find and match those donors with the patients that they can help. And in March this year, you may recall, we told you how our own Sunflower Fund had joined that global network and rebranded as DKMS Africa. They still celebrate Sunflower Day, though, and it's my great pleasure to touch base again with Alana James, who's now the Executive Director of DKMS Africa, and to have her on the show to chat to us about this year's celebrations. Alana, lovely to chat to you again.
Oh, so great to be chatting to you again, Pippa. First time in 7 years it's not face-to-face, but I'm still excited to chat.
I felt the same way this morning as I was prepping, going, gosh, thinking back on all those years we've sat there at Century City and the various venues talking to survivors, encouraging passers-by to come and sign up. And it's so different this year, Alana, but then there are still things that haven't changed. And one of those is the need for this kind of public awareness.
Absolutely. And as you said, you know, to find a match is so challenging. We need as many donors as possible. So we're always out there, you know, creating awareness and making every effort to recruit as many donors as possible.
We chatted in March. At the time, your once tiny little South African NGO had just become part of a much, much bigger global family. And I'm interested to hear how the last 6 months have been. Alana, what have been the ramifications of joining that extensive global network?
Well, I think to say it's amazing might actually be a little bit of an understatement because, you know, over this time, we've managed to share so much with our international counterparts, and we've recruited more donors than we actually thought we would ever recruit in about 2 years.
Wow.
You know, so currently we actually have over 15,000 donors on our registry. And, you know, we're seeing around 2,000 donors a month during this crazy space we live in. And we've managed to help patients through the global network of support. We found matches for patients. So this past 6 months has just been, I want to say, sort of everything we hoped we could achieve one day, and it's just happened now. It's phenomenal.
That's incredible to hear, and so positive to hear on a day which is all about positivity, and particularly this year, Alana, you've chosen a theme of celebrating the power of hope for Sunflower Day. Tell us a little bit more about the thinking behind that theme and what it really means for the patients at the center of the story.
Well, I think one of the things is that, you know, our patients are surrounded by just sadness and this frightening journey that they're going through. But the one thing that all our patients have in common, with not just the patients, but the families and the communities, is that there is this incredible hope, you know, a hope for life, hope that there will be a match. And that's what drives not just our patients and their families, but when we reflected at our own organization and our staff, hope is what brings us to the office every single day and what keeps us going through all the challenges. And we realized that hope was so important for us to do the work we needed to do. But looking around us at the moment and what's happening globally, the one thing that really has united us as South Africans, and I mean, I'm loving it this Heritage Month as well, is that we have this incredible heritage of hope. And it's what keeps us going, and it's what makes a difference in not just our lives, but the lives of the patients that really need that hope and support.
Now, one of the practical things we can all do to support, Alana, is to celebrate and support Sunflower Day. Because, of course, the big thing we can do is sign up as a potential donor, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But not everybody can do that. The one thing we can all do, though, is pop down to a Pick and Pay or a local pharmacy or go online to Zando and buy the Tope of Hope for 30 Rand. I'm sporting the black one. If you haven't yet seen this year's design, my photo is on Twitter, if you'd like to take a look, at Cape Talk and at PJC Hudson. Alana, I hope the sales have gone well so far. They're still going to be in the stores though after today, not so?
Yes, absolutely. And the sales have gone fantastically well. And again, you know, beyond our expectations of what we thought we could achieve during these times. So our sales are going amazingly well. So yes, the core thing would be really if you are able to register as a donor, that would be the most important thing for us. But also purchasing your tote or tube of hope. It's twofold. The one, it helps us raise funds so we are able to support more patients to get to transplant. And I think even beyond the funds, it's the education and just the awareness around the need for stem cell donors. And when you wear your tote and you sort of share that proudly with your communities, not only are you supporting the patients out there, but their families and the communities, and you are helping us spread that hope. So that education and awareness for us is as critical as registering as a donor, because we want educated donors who are out there ready to help someone.
Alana, let's do a little bit of education right now and talk about what's involved in the donor process and the registration process, because one of the sort of obstacles to growing that donor database remains the huge amount of misinformation that's out there, or misperceptions people have about what's involved in this process. You know, people are scared. They think it's going to be painful and highly invasive, and it's nothing like that at all.
Yes, absolutely. So the first step is the registration process, just to register as a donor, which, you know, two of the biggest myths is one, that it would cost you a lot of money, and it doesn't cost you a cent. That's what the Sunflower Fund covers through our sales of our tote at Sunflower Day. And the other, that it's a very lengthy process that you have to go through. And it's not. It's a quick process. It's some health screening questions. And just to check, you know, if you're between the ages of 18 and 55 in good health, it's an online form now. So we've even adapted to our challenging social distance that we have for Sunflower Day. So registration is quick. It's online. And your swab kit is sent to your home or to your office. And so there's no, you know, need to go into a hospital, which is often the thought. If I register, do you have to take something from me? Absolutely not. So I think from an education perspective, that registration process is quite important. And also, should you be a good match for someone, it again does not cost you anything. And as you mentioned, Pippa, it's relatively painless, and there's no operations, no hospital stays, etc.
And I'm going to vouch for that, as I do every time we have this conversation. I have a friend who has been through the process of being a stem cell donor, and she said she literally, you know, it was quick, it was easy, it was relatively, almost entirely painless. There was a needle prick at the start, really. And she was surprised, even having registered, knowing as much as she did, even she was surprised, Alana, at how uninvasive the entire experience was. So I think it's really important to emphasize that. Now, in terms of where and how to register, you said it can be done online. I'm guessing the website address will have changed because of your change of brand identity. Where do we send listeners who'd like to sign up?
So it's dkms-africa.org, or they could go onto any of our social media pages and just follow the links to register from there to our website. And it really is just a quick online process, and then your swab kit will be couriered to you.
And that, just to emphasize, is, am I correct in this, Alana, it's literally running the equivalent of an earbud along the inside of your mouth, isn't it? It's not sticking it up your nose or probing anything too deep.
That is absolutely it. So it's three swabs, like those little cotton buds, which you rub on the inside of your cheeks. You pop them back into your envelope, and you send it back to us, or you could even drop it off at one of our offices.
Okay, so again, the website address where you can either sign up immediately, or if you've got further questions or want to do some more reading to satisfy yourself, you can find loads of info on dkms-africa.org. Final thing, Alana, is just to really go back to the importance of why we're asking people to do this. Again, it can be like finding a needle in a haystack to find a donor. A match is not as simple as just somebody who matches your blood type.
Absolutely. It's a genetic match. So in simple terms, we're trying to find your genetic twin out there. And that's what makes that search so difficult. And obviously, to increase the chances of finding a match, we need as many people to register as possible, especially you know, we have this amazing, diverse rainbow nation. And for that, it means that we need people from all ethnicities to register, to give every patient a fair chance at finding a match.
Alanna James, it's been great to have you on the show again today. And I hope that Sunflower Day is going to be every bit as much a success today as it has been for you in previous years, despite the strange circumstances we're all living through. To those listening, you haven't yet got your Tope of Hope, please go down to your nearest Pick and Pay branch. You can also order them online at Zando, Alanna.
Yes, and also at you can just also call our offices. We are dispatching from our offices, and they're also collection points.
Okay, that's all we need to know. Alanna James, thank you so much for joining us. Executive Director of DKMS Africa. You can call 0800 12 10 82 if you need further information about how to register, or visit their website, dkms-africa.org. It's only 30 rand to buy the Tope at Pick and Pay at some selected independent pharmacies and online at Zando. They're available this year, by the way, in blue, green, yellow, pink, red and black. Something to match every outfit. And we all know we are using Topes and Buffs at quite a rate these days, so no excuse to not go and get one if you're in the neighbourhood of a Pick and Pay store. Always great to have you on the show, Alanna, and keep fighting the good fight on behalf of all the patients who are waiting for that life-saving stem cell transplant as they battle diseases like stem cell leukemia, sickle cell disease, etc. It is a heartbreaking, difficult time for them. Isn't it lovely to know that there's something all of us can do to make a small difference for people in that position?